Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're talking again about the Kingdom of God. And what we want to talk about is understanding the difference between the Kingdom of God, the way of Christ, the way to be ruled by God in your heart and your mind, and to be ruled by other things, the world, the flesh, and the devil, is one way we phrase that. But the fact is, ruled by other men who do not have the Spirit of Christ in them, that will want you to do things that are contrary to the decrees of Christ. We see how the apostles were accused of doing contrary to the decrees of Caesar. They weren't disobeying Caesar. They were just doing something different than what Caesar was telling everybody else to do, because they were separate. They were not of the world of Caesar. They were taking care of themselves without applying for the free bread and circuses of Rome. It was amazing to me to understand how the welfare systems of the pagan temples worked and the welfare system of Christ worked, because the welfare system of the pagan temples worked like the Corban of the Pharisees, because that's what Corban was. As a matter of fact, talking about the Corban of Rome, you were talking about their welfare system, their free bread, that they gave away to the needy of their society. But it wasn't charity, it was based on force. So this is the difference. Until John the Baptist, people were trying to establish the utopias of the world through governments of force. John the Baptist was saying, let's try doing it through love. Well, those who wanted to do it that way went with John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, and those who were content with doing it by force went over here with Caesar and governments like Caesar. You see, Caesar wasn't around through most of the years of Rome. First 500 years of Rome, there was no Caesar, but people started doing things another way, and what should have been for their welfare became a snare, and they were again entangled in the elements of the world. We see it in Galatians 4:3. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. The word world there is an arrangement or constitutional order or government. They were in bondage under the elements of the world, and they could not break free. But Christ gave them a way to be free, but only for those who would repent and go the ways of Christ. So this was the kingdom. Those who repented and received the baptism of Christ now had to take care of the daily ministration through faith, hope, and charity. Many people today believe that they are Christians because they assume they are following Christ, but are in fact no closer to Christ than the Pharisees were to God or Moses. They were not following Moses. If they were, they would have recognized Christ. And today, many Christians are not following Christ and would not recognize the true gospel of the kingdom when you see it in the context of what Christ said. This is why in Luke 6:4, and Matthew 7:21 and 22, and Luke 13:25, we say, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" We are still rejecting Christ in our deeds. We're not saved by our deeds, but if we really believe in Christ, we would be doers of the word. We wouldn't be doing something that makes the word of God to none effect. We just wouldn't be attracted to that. We wouldn't want to do that. But the fact is, we have been cunningly coerced, tempted, drawn in through ignorance, through lack of knowledge, into ways that are the opposite of what Christ told us to do and was telling the followers of Christ to do in the days to come. In Genesis 47:24, we see And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give a fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed, and for the fields, and for your food, and for them of your household for food, for you and your little ones. So he's saying one-fifth was going to go to the Pharaoh, to the government, and the rest you get to keep. That's a 20% income tax. And that was to be a law forever in Egypt, but Egypt was a place of bondage. Egypt itself meant bondage. And through crafts of state, this became even greater and greater, and they actually began to tax you that 20% on your children who weren't doing any work, so you had to do more work. And that's why so many people were actually aborting their children. That's what they were talking. In the New Testament, they talk about casting out their brephos, their fetuses, because it was such a burden to bear these children and to pay the tax. Today, I mean, financial reasons are the key element of many of the abortions today. And the financial pressure where both husband and wife have to go out and work in the workplace in order to support the family is something that is a modern aberration, because there's a lot of other things that the Bible tells us never to do and we're doing, because our preachers are not really preaching the gospel of the kingdom. They're not preaching the ways of Christ. They're not preaching the ways of the prophets. The system of government that Moses set up was supported entirely by free will offerings. But Saul did a foolish thing. He began to force the sacrifice of the people. So he was becoming like Egypt. It didn't happen overnight. It took a while. If you go back to Exodus 5:18, we see, "Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tally of bricks." What happened then was you were not going to get benefits from the government, but you were still going to have to pay the tax. This was how the burdens grew. They began to cut back on the benefits and increase the tax. Had to do this somewhat slowly, but that's what they do, because the system, the top of the system, is laced with people that are corrupt. Thieves and robbers and moths, like moths to a flame, are drawn to the wealth of this central power that's able to collect funds. And they eat out the substance until there's not enough to go around. Always happens. But it also weakens the people so that they don't have the bonds of society where they take care of one another, which is why Plutarch writes, "The real destroyers of liberty of the people is he who spreads amongst them bounties, donations, and benefits, because in a time of affluence he weakens the people and becomes a tyrant tempted by his own power. Without the liberty of choice, the diligence dies and the sloth and greed reign as king in society. The slothful shall be under tribute. They shall be in the bondage of Egypt. John the Baptist and Jesus Christ were teaching a different way to take care of one another, based on love, based on faith, hope, and charity, based on the perfect law of liberty." This is what Paul's talking about. This is what the early church is doing. The emperors sometimes praised the union and discipline of the early Christian in those days. But they also feared it, because they got much of their control through their civil religious institution. In other words, people signed up, and what should have been for their welfare becomes a snare, and now by statutory decree they all have one purse, and someone rules that purse. They can reach into your pocket and take away from you. Now you can't just undo this. You have to do what Christ says: repent and turn around and start seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you're not going to do that, you should not be free. Peter tells us that the covetousness of the people and their feigned words will be made merchandise, literally human resources. They even mine the wombs of your children now, you know, to produce their products. And you are snared. Like it says in Proverbs 23, through covetousness, Peter says, they shall be making merchandise of you. And in Proverbs 23:1, it says, when thou sittest and eat with a ruler, you know, somebody who can exercise authority, you're going to eat at his table. Consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to your throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meats. If we look at the movie Moses, when I was a little boy, I heard him come out on the stage there at the beginning of the movie. You see this man, Cecil B. DeMille, coming out on the stage, and he asks a question. Are men the property of the state, or are they free souls under God? This same battle continues throughout the world today. He didn't even know how truthful that statement was. And most of the people in the audience had no clue. We have become the property of the state. You should not be set free from that until you take back your responsibilities in pure religion to take care of one another through faith, hope, and charity. And that is the purpose of the church appointed by Christ, to teach you the ways of Christ, the ways of sacrifice, the ways of love for one another, not some ideological philosophy or dream of belief where you save yourself because you say with the words of your mouth, I believe. Belief goes deeper. When you really believe, you can't stop works. They come. If the works don't come, your belief, your faith is false. You're bearing false witness when you say you believe in Christ. You believe in an image of Christ and a theology made up by men. We know the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness against thy neighbor, but thou also shall not covet thy neighbor's goods, even through men who exercise authority one over the other. The kingdom of God is the right to be ruled by God, but that right carries with it the responsibility of God to love one another. Until then, may peace be upon your house, and may God be with you. God bless.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.